Okay, so Steve, quick question for you. Do you ever use Siri on your phone?
Mark, only when the voices in my head are not enough.
Well, I don't know about the voices in people's heads, but it turns out not using it too much, you're not alone in that. A new survey from the APNORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds less than 30% of Americans use things like Siri or Alexa, which is from Amazon. And just a quarter of Americans use ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft. The results are part of a larger survey that looked at how people feel about automation and whether they're worried it could cost them their jobs. Marjorie Connolly is a senior editor with the APNORC Center for Public Affairs Research, and she joins me to go through the results. And Marjorie, to you, what are the most significant or interesting findings from this survey?
Well, you know how, you know, automation is becoming more and more part of everyday life, and sometimes you don't even think about some of the things that weren't around until fairly recently. And there is concern on people's parts about robots or computers or whatever taking over their positions. But most people that we asked, the respondents, they weren't concerned about their own jobs. They thought that retail jobs are going to start disappearing and other kinds of manufacturing jobs. But when we asked them, how concerned are you that in the next 10 years you or someone in your household will lose a job to technology or automation, we had a very small percentage of people who were personally concerned about losing their jobs.
Do you think this is a matter of like a kind of a NIMBY type issue, like it'll affect somebody else but not me?
I think so. I mean, we didn't ask people what they did for a living, so we don't know. You know, we couldn't do, you know, cut them down to say, okay, well, people who work in the retail industry were more concerned than people who are lawyers or doctors or something. So we don't know that. But we did ask people if they thought that retail workers were going to be replaced, and a large percentage of people thought that retail jobs were going to start disappearing.
I want to ask you about one of the other findings that really stood out to me, which is the percentage of respondents who are using automation-like technologies, things like Uber or Lyft, or using like Amazon Alexa or Siri, things like that. And it seems like there are fewer people doing these things than maybe some of us thought.
You know, I was surprised at that, you know, we asked people how often you do each of the following, and we had a long list of things. And, you know, people are, you know, GPS in a car or a phone or something. Almost half the people say they did that always or very frequently. But asking about Siri or Alexa, it was only about 10% or so. Now, down the road, you know, if we ask this question next year, the year after, further on, we'll probably see more and more people using these things. But it's fairly new to be for these types of technology, whereas GPS has been around for a while. And, you know, banking, you know, there's a large percentage of people who do their banking online. And, you know, ATMs have been around since the 70s. So it's just familiarity, I think.
Yeah, so I was going to ask if you think this is sort of a matter of people taking, I don't want to say baby steps, but sort of small steps into this world of quasi-automation, where they're willing to use GPS in their car, but maybe, you know, using an app to get a ride is a little bit too far for them at this moment.
I think that might be it, but I also wonder whether something like Uber or Lyft is related to the app, or the fact is, so many people have cars. I mean, I don't know how, you know, if it wasn't like they're using Uber instead of taking a cab or not. It's just, it might be something that if we looked into, do you take cabs frequently? Well, that would be no as well.
Well, so do you think there's a certain aspect of convenience where, you know, people see online banking as something that is convenient, but for example, they think to themselves, well, why do I need to ask Siri something? I can just Google it on my phone.
I think that might be part of it. And also, you know, as I said, like ATMs have been around, you know, since the 70s. They're so ubiquitous. They're not scary, you know, whereas you don't have to worry about whether they work or not because you've been using them. Whereas using your phone to pay a bill or, you know, instead of using your credit card, that just seems, it's new. It's not something, well, how does that work? I really don't understand how that works.
Yes, yeah, so do you think things like Apple Pay or maybe, you know, swiping your phone to pay for something instead of even using a credit card, as time goes on and you do these surveys down the road, you might find that more and more people are using them?
I think that will be the case.
Did your survey find, or do you think there is a relationship between people's feelings about automation and how it affects the workplace and maybe their personal employment and how they're willing to use automation-like services in their personal lives?
We didn't find anything like that. We didn't find that, you know, if I'm afraid that a robot's going to take over my job, I don't want to use an app to pay for my, you know, groceries. We didn't see that kind of thing. We did see an age thing. So older people who are just, you know, not so used to the new technology are much less likely to use it, with the younger people who, you know, are starting fresh, which just makes sense that you've always had a smartphone in your pocket, whereas somebody my age is like, you know, I have a smartphone for a number of years, but I didn't grow up with it. So as more and more people grow up with this new technology, it'll just become more and more ubiquitous.
Marjorie Connolly is a senior editor with the APNORC Center for Public Affairs Research. We'll post the survey at theshow.kjzz.org.